Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We are on. How you doing?
I'm good. And you?
Rolling along. Things are good.
Fantastic.
So we are going to be studying, is I believe it's Pasuk 225 tonight. Is that correct, Hannah?
Yes.
Okay. And this is from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Lech Lecha. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabri hu ish kintay bit hilu urchimu ud hilu ud hilu urchimu. Le'akda l'shem yudhe bavate. Le'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu karenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu karenehu. Pasuk 225. Rabbi Magid Mesharim. Kud Shabrichu Komilo Inu Kushtavaved Mesharim Bame Aved Mesharim Begin. The Kad Bara to Chabrihu Alma Lahawa Kaim Wahawa meets Botet Laka Uhaka Amar Lo to Chabrihu Li Alma Malach Dayat meets Botet Amar Lo Ribono Shel olam la yakil na l'meikam delet bi yisodo soda alma v'itkayem. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak opens the discussion by saying, I speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. All that the Holy One, blessed be He, says is true. All of His actions are just. He asks, how does He act justly? And He says, when the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world, it wavered from side to side, unable to stand. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to the world, why are you collapsing? And it answered, Master of the universe, I am unable to stand because I have no foundation to stand upon. But my commentary. On its surface, the pasuk is clear as written. With contemplation, it will become even more clear. There is one question to ask. How does the world know it lacks a foundation? Questions, comments. Thoughts. Am I still connected?
Yes. Okay. I want to ask, why does he have no foundation? We have Torah for a foundation, and is this not the same type of foundation?
Well, think about the timing of this question or this. It's saying. It's describing the actions of the Holy One. So it's talking about right at the moments of creation. And it's saying that these creations are just. But the world is wavering. It's moving from right to left, from left to right, from sharing, it's moving to receiving, and from receiving, it's moving to sharing. This is the meaning of right and left. And the Hashem asks the world, why are you wavering? Why are you collapsing? Why are you moving back and forth? And it answers, I am unable to stand because I have no foundation to stand upon. Now, these are code words. The word foundation is the translation of the word yesod, which is a sephirah. Without the yesod, without the foundation, the spiritual world has no place to share. It has no outlet. It's just moving back and forth from one sephirah to the next. But it's not really doing anything. There's nothing to share with. It needs an outlet. And that outlet is the funnel called yesod, which shares with Malchut. But Malchut has no light of its own. So it must receive the light. But if it doesn't have a foundation, if it doesn't have Yesod, there's no way for that energy to flow out of this of the spiritual world. Any other questions or comments or thoughts? Verse 226. Amar lo hana zamin lemeikam bach Ad Sadiq Deyu Abraham Di Yerchem Li Miyad Kaim Alma Tepaki Umeya Ahidi Tivele Soldot Hashamayim Baharetz Behi Baram Al Tikra Behi Baram Ela Be Abraham, Mitkayem Alma. The translation, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to the world, but I am about to raise within you a righteous man, who is Abraham, who shall love me. Immediately the world stood up and was firmly established, as it is written. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. The Hebrew word is Behi Baram. And we are taught here, do not read it as Behi Baram, but rather as the Abraham. Translation is with Abraham, because by Abraham was the world established. And my commentary is Abraham is chesed, which includes a yesod, which includes a foundation. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So Abraham became the foundation to ready the generations that would follow him.
Correct.
To get up to Yaakov.
Correct.
I think we learned that a few days back.
Yes. But another way of understanding this pasuk, the world was created in a frame of judgment. But Hashem saw that it could not stand in the frame of judgment. So he injected chesed, loving kindness, into the judgment to transform it from harsh judgment to justice. But then we need to ask the question, why is justice, judgment, limited or injected with chesed? Why is justice not harsh judgment?
Well, aren't we working toward gentle calm? So,
yes.
Loving being right column and judgment being left column, then you have both intermingling, then you get to the central column, which brings, I guess, to judgment.
Yes, but that's really not answering the question I'm discussing.
Okay.
The question is, why is harsh judgment not justice? Harsh judgment means if I steal, God forbid, my arm will fall off immediately. That's harsh judgment. Isn't that just? If I stole, shouldn't I get the consequences of my action right away? Why do I have to wait for the consequences? And if I lose my hand, I guarantee you I will never steal again. So isn't that a just response? But justice means if you steal, why did you steal? Because you didn't want to work hard for what you get? Because you were hungry? Because your children were crying from hunger? Why did you steal? Now I have to evaluate that explanation. And to make it just, I have to treat every person who is hungry and doesn't have the money for a meal, I have to recognize that that's a reasonable reason to steal. Because that person might pay the money back later when he's working. We have to understand these terms, not just understand them in the intellectual context, but in the feelings that we have about these words: judgment, loving kindness, justice. We have the code word central column, but what does that mean?
Balance.
Yes, it means balance, but how does balance represent justice? Obviously, it's a rhetorical question, so we'll go on to Pasuk 227.
Okay.
Amar Rabbi Chiyayo Magid Mesharim Dehatev Leya Alma Lekut Shabarichu Ahu Abraham Zamin Uvayichun
Well, it makes me think that Hashem was willing to create the world, knowing, you know, there would be the non-righteous with the righteous, but it was worth creating and establishing it. Because Jacob was going to come forth and his 12 sons, and I guess we're always going to have good with evil. You know, we're going to have that duality in everything.
Define evil. Define good.
Well, I think the evil that's right. And I think the evil here that's described in this verse is the idea of the temple coming into existence and being destroyed by a group.
Do you remember the Midrash? That the temple was destroyed rather than the people. Do you remember that Midrash?
I didn't
the
quite understand which.
The children of Israel should have been destroyed when the first temple was destroyed. And also when the second temple was destroyed. The children of Israel, based on strict judgment, based on their actions of idol worship and not honoring each other, they should have been destroyed. That's strict judgment. But Hashem said, no, I'll destroy my house. And that will be justice. The people don't have to die, the building has to die. Why? Because Jacob Jacob has the merit to protect all of his children. The temple was destroyed not by the children of Esau, The temple was destroyed by the actions of the children of Israel. The effect of those actions of idol worship and other things I just mentioned, the effect of those actions destroys the people. But Hashem says, no, I'll destroy my house. So now that everything is clear as mud, what's the next question?
It reminds me of the Midrash when Hashem wanted to create man, and the angels didn't think that was a wise thing to do. You know, it's kind of the same thing.
It is the same idea.
So, Hanok, when
yes.
we pray to Him and we ask for blessing for our day, our daily walk, and we ask Him to guide us. Are you saying that we have to be careful and ask for merciful guidance?
First off, one should never ask for a blessing for themselves. They should only ask it for other people. Well, what do you do if you're feeling sick, or you need money, or something you really need the blessing? Can't you ask Hashem? Are you not supposed to ask Hashem? Because who else would you ask? So the Kabbalists taught us, you create a vessel in your mind of all the people who have the illness that you have. And you create a vessel of all the people who need more money. And you ask the blessing for them. And know that when you ask a blessing for someone else, it's always going to be answered. And the first person to receive that thing is the person asking. But if you ask for yourself, it will never be answered. And yes, to address your question that you asked, am I supposed to ask for guidance from Hashem? Absolutely. Never ask for things. Ask for Hashem for guidance. To know what is the right thing to do in any given situation. Because the right thing to do means the right thing is the right action. The right thing is the right time. The right thing is the right place. The right thing is the right consciousness. So you constantly need to ask Hashem for help in order to achieve what He wants you to achieve. And that requires you to be thinking about other people, not yourself.
Okay. Daily, I ask for forgiveness, or I repent for things I may have done wrong, or what I may have sinned against Hashem. Is this the correct way to do it, or should I ask for forgiveness for everyone, repent for everyone?
Sana, what do you think the answer is? Either she got off the phone, which is probably the case. But
no, I'm here. My thought is always I think about Daniel. You know, he always identified with the sins of the people. And then he asked for whatever.
Right.
And I noticed Nehemiah did the same thing.
Since we're running out of time, let me answer the question quickly. I'm going to give you a metaphorical answer. You have two children, and one of them is a little rambunctious, and he broke the window on your neighbor's home. When your neighbor comes over to tell you that your rambunctious child is too wild, are you going to be unhappy with both children? No, you're only going to be unhappy with the one who did the action. So when you're talking about teshuvah and repentance, you can't be talking about someone else's actions, because Hashem fathered both of you. And if you're saying, I did this action, and so all these other people must have done that action, Hashem's saying, you're telling me all my children do this? When you're sharing, when you're asking for blessings, you do so for others. When you do repentance, when you do teshuvah, you are responsible for your own actions, and you do it as an individual, because nobody else did that action unless you have perhaps saw them do it, and even then, you can't be sure that you saw truthfully.
Okay.
Is it clear?
Yes.
You all have a good evening.
Okay.
Tonight's class at our 7 o'clock West Coast time class will be about the writings of the Ari on the Parasha of the Torah. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Hello.